was a story I listened to many, many years ago. I think I kind of forget some parts of it, but I'll go on with the parts of the story that I remember. One of the parts I really forgot was the very ending of it. I can't remember how the story ended. This is a story that something that happened out in the West Coast, in one of the villages. One of them villages out in the West Coast, on the back side of it, is a huge big pond. And there was a young lady that lived in that village. Somehow or the other, she got mixed up with what the Haida people call frog people. She got mixed up with these frog people and she had a brother that lived in the village, and when that lady disappeared, he used to go in the bush at night time and look for his sister. He never ever found her. And then there was one night, he was home and he came out at the night looking around on the back of the village. And way back in the pond, he could hear his sister crying. And this was very hard for the brother. He could always hear his sister crying back in the pond. So he used to go back there at nights trying to find his sister, and he never ever got her back. So that's something that went on for a long, long time. Many times he walked around in the bush at night time trying to find his sister, and he never ever found her back there. But it was very hard for him to hear his sister crying in the bush. Since he hears her crying, he used to go back and look for her again in the bush, but he never found her. So that went on for a long, long time. And one day the village people had a big talk about it. And what they planned to do was to dig a big trench, a deep trench, from the beach all the way up to the pond. And they guessed that they could get hold of her if they drain all the water out of there. So that was what they done. They started digging right from the beach, digging a big trench up towards the pond. That pond was a little bit ways back, so it took them many days digging that trench. But they done that day after day, digging their way up towards the pond. Finally, one evening, they were getting very near to the pond with their trench. So the head of the village there told them to go just a little ways longer and then leave it for the morning, so they can get this done in the daylight. So towards evening, they got pretty close to the pond, so he made them leave it that way, so they can get an early start on it. So the next morning they got started on again, and after a long, long while they finally got into the pond. Then all the water started running out. And when the big pond started to drain out of there, all the small frogs were all drifting out of the pond. All the frogs were all drifting out. And there was one large, huge frog. Last one to come out of the pond was the big frog. And that's what his sister was sitting on top of the frog when they were drifting out of the pond. And that's how they got hold of his sister. They got hold of her and got her back to the village. So this is a story I heard a long, long time ago. And there was a special kind of an ending to this story, and I couldn't really think of how exactly which way it ended. But this is the part of the story that I remember about getting this man's sister back to the village.